oftentimes it's said, it's a cliche or not, is the bottom five or six in a team, Wispy, can determine the result. Have you done a little exercise for us?
I have, and I've asked you to do the same exercise, and I just went through the list of players on both teams that I think, and this is no reflection on the players, any player that's playing in this grand final is a good player. They're a really good player. But we all know that, yeah, you've got your top five players and you've got your bottom five players. Yeah. And maybe they will determine the outcome of this game.
So just know that the bottom five players of either of these teams are going to be premiership players. So that's
right.
Just put that into some perspective. This is not a demeaning exercise.
And both teams have got really good bottom five players, and that is why they're playing off in the grand final. For Richmond, for me, their bottom five players, in no particular order, are Pickett, Castagna, Broad, McIntosh and Rioli. For Geelong, there's Simpson, Henry, Myers, Colajasny, and Rowan. Which way did you place them?
Excuse me.
Bless you, by the way.
I pushed the button and I forgot. Give me them again. Simpson, Colajasny, Henry, Myers, and?
And Rowan.
Right.
And Pickett, Castagna,
no, I got
Broad.
Them, yep.
Okay.
I went Pickett, Broad, yep. Castagna. You went McIntosh, did you go McIntosh?
Yes, I went McIntosh, Rioli.
And then you went Rioli, yeah? I had Asprey instead of Rioli. So that's the only difference there. And then the other ones, I had Simpson, only because he's sort of last in, Colajasny, Henry, Dalhouse I had, and you had Rowan, and I had Myers. So we're pretty close.
And we're very, very similar, and we didn't obviously sit down the down there and do this exercise together. But they're very talented bottom five players, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are. That's what separates them from the other 16 teams.
Yes. I think on talent, I think Richmond has a better, more talented bottom five players than Geelong.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Talent-wise, yes.
Yes.
Reliability, I go probably the other way a little bit. But it's only fractions, and that's what this whole grand final's about. We had a text message here from someone who's saying, I can't wait for Monday to have you two eat humble pie because you both picked Geelong and how much we hate Richmond. Well, can I just only say this once? I don't care whether you think I hate Richmond or not. I don't hate Richmond, but we've got to take a pick. We've got to pick our team, and we'll be right or we'll be wrong. But I just, every time I look at it, and again, you know, I spent all day yesterday and then the show we did last night, just you can make the strongest case for both teams. It is so even, which is why I'm as excited about this grand final as I have been. I mean, this time last year we're thinking, can the Giants stand up in this, you know, in the hottest of furnaces? And then, as it turned out, they couldn't. So you had that doubt. There's no doubt. Both these teams have got premiership players littered throughout it. They know what to expect come the weekend. There's no stage fright. They're both in good form. Should be a belter.
It should be. And I watched your program last night. It was a fantastic show. We've already spoken about that early in the program. But if you've just joined us, there was one thing that was shown last night. It was Joey Montagna had the vision of how it's been successful, because we've talked about this a lot already, how it's been successful against Tom Hawkins at a forward line stoppage, the boundary throw-in, and what the Sydney Swans did. I think it's worth you just backing over that, Gary, and just telling people exactly what it was that they did and how successful it worked for them as well.
Well, so it was Tom McCartan's. Tom McCartan was Tommy's opponent. So Tom would just peel off. The ruckman would come in and do the ruck work with Tom Hawkins. But then Tom McCartan would ghost him, I think is the best way to describe it. And that is just follow them in behind in the rucking contest, follow in the two. So Hawkins and whoever it was, I can't remember who the Sydney ruckman was, would contest it. And then as soon as Hawkins grabbed it out of the ruck, Tom McCartan, bang, was on him straight away and tackled him. Now, if that role was to fall to Noah Bolter, then that would be the role that he'd have to play. And it was just something different. It was interesting to see it. Watch, McCartan just nailed him straight away in the tackle. And maybe it's something that might be employed. There were some other things that I took out of it. We know we've got to get a break. We've got to get over Mendes's. But some of the red time stuff, some of the stuff, the numbers there from finals red time, which is time on, plus 34 points Geelong. And for the Tigers, it was minus six. So that was interesting as well. But